Carlos, what was it that had you so frustrated with Ortiz tonight?
Yeah, especially after that 3-0 call on Mark. You know, I thought it was ball four. You got one of the best hitters in the league coming up with two on, and that changed completely the whole inning there. And, you know, I just thought it was time for me to go out there and protect the players as well.
What went into the decision to send Blackburn back out there after the rain delay?
Yeah, obviously not an easy one. But given where we at bullpen-wise, especially in this stretch of the last 12 days where we haven't got length from our starter, you know, we kept him throwing at high intensity. You know, he got up once, sat down, got back up again, threw. So we knew we had another 35 to 40 pitches with him. We knew that he wasn't one of those that he was going to go back out and we were going to try to get him through five. No, it was just more like, hey, if we can get an extra 35 to 40, we could use him. I'm glad that Waddell did a hell of a job today and gave us three innings, because it was going to be really hard to try and piece it together with what we had available today. So, you know, he was on board, obviously. I got to give him credit, because the whole time, because we're still waiting from, you know, when's the start time? And so there was a couple of ups, and then when we finally got a game time, he's like, I'm good to go. And that's talking to the pitching coaches and everyone involved in the decision, obviously. We felt that, you know, he was good for another 35 to 40.
How were you before the game that there might be a significant rain delay?
Yeah, so we knew. We knew that there was chance of rain, and then when they said that we were on time, that potentially, you know, 5 o'clock or so, but it was a 50-50. But then right before the game, as soon as the umpires, you know, Bill Miller came up to me and said that, hey, they're now saying 30 minutes. I was obviously pretty frustrated at the time, knowing where we were at bullpen wise. Yeah, it's frustrating there.
What's the state of your bullpen right now, and how do you get through tomorrow?
But we'll get through it. We stay away from Stanek, Nunez today, obviously Sugar. You know, Rick Gary was pitch efficient. But again, we had to use, you know, I'm glad Waddell gave us three there. Because, you know, if not, like I said, he was going to be tricky. So,
Carlos, you had Tidwell absorb the final innings yesterday, also have a day off Monday. You still have multiple guys that were down then for today?
Yeah, there was a couple of guys that I was staying away from. Yeah.
Just 12 out of the last 15 for losses.
What's that?
I think you guys have lost 12 of the last 15. Just what's the overall messaging to the team right now?
We got to keep fighting. We got to continue to fight through it, you know, and we will, you know. Nobody's going to feel sorry for us, you know. Obviously, we're not getting the results, but also understanding that every team will face adversity, and here we are, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's up to us to continue to work, continue to fight, and it's all about the results on the field. We got really good players. We got to continue to have each other's back, you know, and trust each other, you know, and we will, you know. Same thing with the coaches, with me as the manager. It's a tough stretch. It's a tough stretch, but also understanding that, you know, it's part of it. Sucks going through it, you know, but we'll find a way.
Did you think maybe your ejection might fire up the team and might serve that purpose at all?
Yeah, I mean, look, at that time, all I was doing is just protecting the players. I thought it was ball four. Again, it was probably a different inning there with Soto at the play and two runners on, but also understanding that they're human. You know, they're not going to be perfect. But I just thought at that time I needed to express my frustrations.
As someone who has struggled at times with confidence in his career, what's the level of concern right now with Brazabon?
Yeah, back-to-back outings where, you know, he's having a hard time finding the strike zone, you know. He's been really good for us, you know, for the first half of the season. Our job is to kind of get him back to the version that we saw for the first 2 months, like I said. He's done it before, obviously, knowing the player from last year and knowing how hard he takes it. You know, we'll continue to support him. We'll continue to, you know, watch film and see some of the whether it's mechanics, execution, some of the things that he's doing wrong to make sure we get him back on track. He's a really good arm out of the bullpen. He's been huge for us, and we're going to need him.
You guys haven't used Brazabon, I think, since Tuesday. Are you concerned about usage, and or is he healthy?
Yeah, he's fine. You know, he was coming off 3 days off, you know, and that was by design, you know. Same thing with staying away from a couple of guys, Stanek, Nunez. When you look at the usage, and not only just one inning when they're pitching, they're going multiple innings, you know, something that we haven't asked, especially a guy like Nunez. So with Brazovan, we ask a lot, and that's why, you know, like I said, 3 days off, and we felt he was in a good position today. So same with Reader, you know. So, you know, it's part of it, and we got to find a way. We got to come back tomorrow ready to win a baseball game.
With what you talked about your state of the bullpen at this point, how important is it for Montas to be efficient tomorrow for you?
We're going to need him. We're going to need him to go out there and do what he does. You know, we saw a pretty good outing, his first one, where he gave us five and gave us a chance, and that's what we expect out of him tomorrow, to go out there, compete, and give us a chance to win a baseball game.
You think he'll have a fresh arm here for the bullpen?
That's what I'm talking to David right now, and we got a decision here to make.